All right, so today we're diving into something that hopefully you'll never have to deal with yourself.
Yeah.
Truck accidents,
Right.
specifically in Los Angeles. I mean, it's a crazy thing to think about.
Fuck
Like,
yeah.
you're in this accident and it's already a stressful situation.
For sure.
And then you've got all the legal stuff to deal with.
It's a lot.
So to help us unpack all of this,
Yes.
we've got an expert from J&Y Law Firm.
That's me.
And you guys specialize in this area. Well,
Absolutely.
rock on.
Yeah. This is kind of our bread and butter.
And one thing that I found really interesting while I was doing a little research for this deep dive
Okay.
was that trucking companies, they've got these huge insurance policies,
Yeah, they do.
but they still try to find ways to avoid paying victims what they deserve.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, how does that even work?
Well, one of the things they'll do is they'll try to shift the blame,
Oh, really?
even if it's just a little bit.
Wow.
So they might say that you were speeding or you weren't paying attention or even that you had some kind of pre-existing condition. That's the real reason you're hurt now.
Oh, so they're basically saying
What's
it's
that?
your fault,
More or less, yeah.
even though their truck hit you.
Right. And that's where having a lawyer comes in.
Yeah. Okay. So
Yeah.
in that kind of situation, why is it so important to have a Los Angeles truck accident lawyer?
Well, think of it this way. You're going up against these giant companies with their own legal teams, and they've got all the resources and they know all the tricks. So if you try to handle it on your own, it's like bringing a knife to a gunfight.
I see.
You're just not equipped to deal with it.
So a good lawyer can really, in of itself.
Yeah. They level the playing field. They
Yeah.
know the law. They know how to gather evidence like police reports, witness statements, even the truck's black box data.
The black box.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing what those things record.
So it's like having another witness right there in the cab.
Exactly. And they can also bring in experts like accident reconstruction specialists
Wow.
to analyze the evidence and really build a solid case.
So it's not just about proving that the truck driver messed up.
Right.
It's about figuring out who else might be responsible too.
Exactly. There could be multiple parties involved, the trucking company, the maintenance company, even the people who loaded the cargo.
Wow. Okay, so.
Your lawyer will investigate everything
Okay, so
to make sure everyone who's at fault is held accountable.
let's talk about negligence for a minute.
Okay.
What does that actually mean
Sure.
when we're talking about a truck accident?
So legally speaking,
Yeah.
to prove negligence, you have to show four things: duty of care, breach of that duty, damages,
Okay.
and causation,
Causation.
meaning basically you have to prove that someone had a responsibility to act safely,
Okay.
that they failed to do so, that you suffered harm because of that failure, and that their failure was the direct cause of that harm.
Okay, could you give me like
Of course.
an example?
Yeah. So let's say a truck driver is texting while driving
Okay, yeah.
and they rear-end you at a stoplight.
Right.
Their duty of care was to operate the truck safely and follow the rules of the road. But by texting, they
Yeah.
broke that duty.
Right.
You got injured. And those injuries were a direct result of the driver's negligence.
So it's not just that they hit you,
No.
it's that their actions caused the accident.
Exactly.
And
And my injuries.
each of those elements has to be proven with evidence.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's why having a lawyer who knows how to gather and present evidence
Yeah.
is so critical.
Okay, so speaking of evidence,
Yes.
I'm curious, like, what are some of the things that commonly cause these truck accidents?
You'd be surprised how often it's driver fatigue.
Really?
Oh, yeah. There are federal regulations to limit driving hours
Okay.
and mandate rest breaks,
Yeah.
but the pressure to meet deadlines.
Can lead to drivers pushing themselves too far.
So you've got these exhausted drivers behind the wheel of these
It happens more than you'd think.
huge trucks. That's kind of scary.
It is, yeah.
What else is a big factor?
Distracted driving is another huge one.
Yeah, I mean,
We all know how tempting it is to check our phones,
oh yeah, for sure.
but for truck drivers,
Yeah.
it can be deadly.
And it's not just phones, right?
No, it's
I've
not.
heard about drivers messing with GPS, eating,
All of that.
even watching videos.
Yeah, anything that takes their eyes off the road or their hands off the wheel is a recipe for disaster.
That makes sense.
Yeah, it's a
What
real.
about the trucks themselves? Like, they need to be in good condition.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Improper maintenance is a major risk factor.
I can imagine.
Worn brakes, bald tires, faulty engine parts,
Yeah.
all those things can cause a truck to malfunction and lead to an accident.
And a lawyer would look into
Oh, yeah,
whether
absolutely.
the company was cutting corners
That's a big part of it.
to
Yeah,
save money.
exactly. they might be putting profits ahead of safety.
That's awful.
It is, and it puts everyone else on the road at risk.
Okay, what about the driver's training?
Right.
I mean, I assume it takes a lot of skill.
It does, yeah.
To drive those big trucks.
Absolutely. Experience matters. And if a company puts an inexperienced or poorly trained driver on the road, they could be held liable for any accidents that occur.
So it's not just about the driver's actions.
Exactly.
It's about the company's responsibility.
It all ties together. Yeah.
Wow. So many things to consider.
Yeah. Truck accidents are complicated.
Yeah, they are.
But hopefully this is giving you a better understanding of what's involved.
Yeah, it definitely is.
So if you ever find yourself in this situation, you'll know what to do.
Yeah, I feel much more informed now.
Good. That's the goal.
All right. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
But we're just getting started.
Oh, yeah. There's more.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
It's a lot to think about, isn't it?
It really is.
Yeah, all these things that can go wrong when you're sharing the road with these massive trucks.
It's kind of scary.
It is, and it really highlights how important those safety regulations are.
Yeah, and even when those regulations are there, you still have the human element.
Oh, absolutely.
People making mistakes.
Yeah.
Companies cutting corners.
Yeah, and that can lead to tragedy.
It's pretty sobering.
It is, and that's why it's so important to have a lawyer who really understands all the ins and outs of truck accident law.
They can help you navigate all of that.
Exactly. They can protect your rights and help you seek the compensation you deserve.
Speaking of compensation.
Okay.
Let's talk about damages.
Sure.
So if you're the victim of a truck accident that was caused by someone else's negligence.
Right.
What can you actually recover?
Well, there are two main categories of damages.
Okay.
Economic and non-economic.
Okay.
Economic damages are the tangible losses you've suffered.
So things like medical expenses, lost wages, property damage.
All of that. Yeah, those are pretty straightforward.
Yeah, those are pretty easy to understand.
Right.
But what about non-economic damages?
Those are a little trickier.
Yeah, those are the harder to put a price tag on, right?
They are, but they're no less important. Non-economic damages compensate for the intangible losses.
Okay, so
like pain and suffering you've endured, the emotional distress, the impact on your quality of life.
Can you give us an example?
Sure. Let's say you were a runner before the accident.
Okay.
And now because of your injuries, you can't run anymore.
Right.
That loss of enjoyment of life, the emotional toll it takes.
Yeah.
Those are non-economic damages.
I see.
Or maybe you develop anxiety or PTSD because of the trauma.
Right.
Those psychological impacts are also considered non-economic damages.
So it's not just the physical injuries.
No, it's not.
It's like the whole ripple effect.
Exactly. It's about how the accident has affected your life as a whole.
Okay. That makes sense.
And a good lawyer will help you document all of those losses.
Okay.
Even the ones that don't have a clear dollar amount attached to them.
So let's say you've filed a claim.
Okay.
And you get a settlement offer.
Mm-hmm.
Do you take it or do you fight it out in court?
That's a tough decision.
It is. What are some of the factors someone should consider?
Well, a settlement offers certainty.
Okay.
You know exactly what you're getting.
Right.
And it avoids the time and stress and expense of a trial.
That sounds pretty appealing.
It can be, especially when you're already dealing with so much after an accident.
But I imagine there are downsides too.
There are.
What are those?
The biggest one is that you're probably accepting less than you might receive if you went to court and won.
Oh, okay.
Insurance companies know this.
Yeah.
And they often hope that victims will just be eager to settle quickly.
So how do you know if a settlement offer is fair?
That's where having a good lawyer is crucial.
Okay.
You can evaluate the offer and tell you if it's a good deal or not.
What are some red flags?
Okay, so one red flag is if the offer seems low based on how badly you were hurt and how much the accident has impacted your life.
Okay.
Another red flag is if the insurance company is being difficult to deal with. Like if they're refusing to negotiate fairly or downplaying your damages.
Wait, trying to say, it's not a big deal.
Exactly.
So you really need a lawyer who can advocate for you.
Exactly. They'll fight to get you every dollar you deserve.
But what if you can't reach a fair settlement?
Right.
Is that when you'd consider going to court?
It might be.
Yeah.
Sometimes going to trial is the only way to ensure you receive full and fair compensation.
It's kind of intimidating to think about going to court, though.
It can be.
What can someone expect if they choose that route?
Well, it's a complex process.
Yeah.
But a good lawyer will guide you through it.
Okay.
They'll handle all the legal procedures, gather and present evidence, and argue your case before the judge and jury.
So your job as the victim is to focus on recovery.
Exactly.
And let your lawyer handle the legal battle.
And remember, even though it's called a legal battle,
yeah,
the goal is to achieve a just outcome,
right?
Not necessarily to win at all costs.
Okay, that makes sense.
So hopefully that gives you a better understanding of what's involved.
It does. What about the statute of limitations?
Oh, right. That's important.
How long do you have to file a claim in California?
So in California, the statute of limitations for personal injury claims, including truck accidents, is generally 2 years from the date of the accident.
So you've got to act quickly.
You do, yeah. Delaying can really hurt your chances of getting compensation.
How come?
Well, evidence can disappear, memories fade, witnesses become harder to locate as time passes.
Right.
So the sooner you get a lawyer involved, the better.
This all really highlights how important it is to have a lawyer you can trust.
It really does.
Someone who can explain things clearly and fight for you.
Exactly. You're going to be working closely with your lawyer.
Yeah.
Sharing personal details about your life and your injuries.
Right.
You need someone who not only has the legal expertise, but who also understands your needs and will be there for you every step of the way.
So if you find yourself in this situation, the key takeaway is don't try to go it alone.
Absolutely.
Get a lawyer who specializes in truck accidents.
Yes.
Someone who can guide you through the process and help you get back on your feet.
That's the best advice I can give.
Well said.
Thanks.
We've learned a lot today.
Yeah, we have.
About truck accidents.
It's a lot to take in.
It really is.
Yeah, but it's important information.
It is.
You know, just in case you ever find yourself in that situation.
Right, exactly.
It's better to be prepared.
It is. And I think what's really stuck with me.
Yeah.
Is just how much goes on behind the scenes. That most people would never even realize.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Like those tactics that insurance companies use to avoid paying out what they should.
It's almost like they're trying to take advantage of people.
Yeah, sometimes it feels that way.
Who are already going through a traumatic experience.
Exactly. And that's why having a good lawyer is so important.
Yeah, they can really
level the playing field, you know?
Yeah, make sure you're not getting bullied
exactly.
by these big companies.
Yeah, they'll fight for your rights.
And it's not always just one person at fault.
No, it's not.
Right? There could be issues with fatigue distractions, improper maintenance, even corporate negligence.
A whole chain of events.
Yeah, and a good lawyer will investigate all of that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And then there's the whole issue of damages.
Right.
I never realized how important it is to consider both the economic and non-economic losses.
Yeah, a lot of people just focus on the medical bills and lost wages.
Right, the tangible stuff.
Exactly. But the intangible stuff, like pain and suffering.
Yeah.
Emotional distress.
That can be just as devastating.
It really can. And it deserves to be compensated.
So the big takeaway here, if you're ever in this situation,
right,
don't try to handle it alone.
Get a lawyer.
Get a lawyer.
Find someone who specializes in truck accidents.
Someone who can guide you through the process.
Exactly, and fight for your rights.
And help you get back on your feet.
That's the most important thing.
Well, this has been a really insightful deep dive.
It has.
I feel like I've learned a lot.
Me too.
And I hope our listeners have too.
I hope so.
So to everyone out there, stay safe on the roads.
Please do.
And if you ever find yourself in this unfortunate situation, remember, you don't have to go through it alone.
Absolutely. Reach out for help.
There are experts who can help you.
Like us.
Exact.
At J&Y Law Firm.
We're here to help.
Always.